Welcome to the BioPharm Brief, your daily snapshot of developments shaping the biopharmaceutical industry. Today, we're looking at three stories that highlight the opportunities and challenges of drug development, including a merger designed to accelerate precision medicine, a new CAR T-cell program for autoimmune disease, and a phase 3 trial that fell short of expectations. Our first story focuses on the growing intersection of artificial intelligence and precision medicine. Chemomab and Cypher Medicine have announced a merger that will advance nabokitug, a first-in-class anti-CCL24 monoclonal antibody, into an AI-guided phase 2 clinical trial for rheumatoid arthritis. The study will use Cypher's molecular profiling platform to identify patients most likely to respond to treatment, reflecting a broader industry shift toward biomarker-driven clinical development. The combined company hopes this precision medicine approach will improve trial efficiency while advancing a novel therapy for patients with rheumatoid arthritis. Next, AstraZeneca and Ionis Pharmaceuticals reported that Wainua, or eplontersen, did not meet the primary endpoint in the phase 3 CARDIO-T-TRANSFORM trial for transthyretin-mediated amyloid cardiomyopathy. The investigational RNA-targeted therapy failed to significantly reduce the composite endpoint of cardiovascular death and recurrent cardiovascular events when added to standard of care. While the study demonstrated a safety profile consistent with previous experience and showed encouraging findings in a pre-specified subgroup of patients who had not previously received ATTR-CM therapy, the outcome represents a significant setback in the effort to expand Wainua into this indication. Finally, Fate Therapeutics has received FDA clearance of its investigational new drug application for FT839, an induced pluripotent stem cell-derived dual CAR T-cell therapy for autoimmune diseases. Unlike conventional CAR T therapies that target a single cell type, FT839 is engineered to target both CD19-positive B cells and an additional disease-causing immune cell population. The upcoming Phase 1 basket trial will evaluate the off-the-shelf cell therapy across multiple autoimmune diseases, including systemic lupus erythematosus, systemic sclerosis, ANCA-associated vasculitis, idiopathic inflammatory myopathies, and rheumatoid arthritis. The program represents another step toward expanding cell therapy beyond oncology. Thanks for listening to the BioPharm Brief. For analysis and expert insights, please visit biopharminternational.com.